Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sar Malka Reichman. Today we're learning Shmuel Aleph, Perek Lamed. When David and his men return to Ziklag, they are met with a devastating sight. The Amaleki had raided the city, torched it, burnt it down, and what's worse, Pasek Bet Vayishbu at Hanashim Asher Ba Mikaton Ba'ad Gadol. Lo Himitu Ish. They took into captivity the women and all of the children, though they did not kill anyone. And when David and his people see this, they cry. Pasuk Zalad Vayisa David Va'amasherito Es Kolam Vayivku Adasher Inbam Koach Levkot. They cry and cry till they have no more strength to cry anymore. And we're told that David's two wives, Achinoam and Avigail, were among those who were taken into captivity. Vateter leDavid. This is sad. This is upsetting and devastating to David. The Medrash Vayikra Rabbah tells us that when David composed Perek Chav Zayin David Hashem Ori, much of it was referring to this incident. Bikrov Alei Miriam, when evil doers approach me, Elu Amalekim, this is referring to the Amaleki. Lecholt Bisari, in order to consume my flesh, this is referring to the two wives of David who were taken into captivity. Imtachana Alei Machanef, they come and encamp against me. Again, the Machane of Amalekim. And finally, Bezot Anibotech. It is in this that I trust. Amar Rabbi Levi b'havtacha shechtiv Moshe. This is referring to the promise that Moshe promised in Devarim Lamed Gimel. Moshe blesses Yehuda and says, Bezot Yehuda v'yomar, Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda, ve'elamo tivyenu. Yadav Rav Lo ve'izer mitzarav tihiyah. Moshe davens and asks Hashem to listen to the voice of Yehuda. And Rashi there tells us the voice of Yehuda is referring to the tefillot of David, Shlomo, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. And Rashi probably bases this on the Medrash that has Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Ribono Shalom, Kol Zman Shadavid Melech Yisrael Sharoi B'Tzaru Mitzpalel Elecha Ata Ma'ale Oto Mitocho. Moshe Rabbeinu beseeched Hashem and said, any time that David is in a difficult situation and calls out on Davins to you, please take him out of that situation. And as upon this tefillah, the Medrash tells us that David relied and of course relied on Hashem's help. The Pasuk tells us, V'tetzer leDavid. It is just in between the report about what had happened, which of course would make it obvious why this was something that caused David great distress. But it is also preceding the words, Ki amru ha'am l'saklo, because his people suggested that they stone him, from the word skila. Ki mara nefesh kol ha'am. We've heard this about these people before. When they initially gathered and came to David, and we hear that they are a bitter people. Interestingly, we do not hear anything about this idea they had to stone David, because David had gone to war and not left anyone protecting all of their wives and children who are now in captivity. But they move on to the next stage that we will discuss now, where they go to free the wives and children. And the Medrash tells us, Lo asuchein, they didn't do this. They did not stone him. And the Medrash could have ended there, which of course we know from the Perek that they did not stone him. Not only did they not stone him, Lo asuchein, Ella, hitzilu nishotehim uvnotehim. They went together and they saved their wives and their children. Not only did they not stone David, but they went, they fought with him, they freed their wives and children. Afterwards, they went to Eretz Yisrael and brought the Aron. This Medrash points to the fact that somehow David was able to prevent the situation, but not just neutralize the situation and prevent them from rising up against him, but he elevated them and channeled all these energies to positivity, to the war where they had to free their wives, but also brought them to the point where they're engaged in positive spiritual endeavors like returning to Eretz Yisrael and bringing up the Aron. And this really enlightens us about what these people were doing all the while, because we see that David was able to exert enormous positive influence over them and really be a leader. We know that, we remember that twice in Parakim, Chav Dalet and Chav Vav, these people who were on David's side wanted to rise up and kill Shaul, and David managed to quell all of this passion and excitement and even eventually channel it, proving his great abilities as a leader. If you could leave the Marat Nefesh, certainly he could lead the rest of Am Yisrael and elevate them as well. What enables David to muster the strength to carry on after seeing the destruction of Ziklag, his wives being taken captive, and his own people rising up against him? The Pasuk tells us, Vayitchazek David Bashem Elokav, words not used to describe anyone else in all of Tanakh. More than anything else, this characterizes David and his relationship with Hashem, as we see it express itself throughout Tehillim, with words like Tsuri, Mefalti, Echasebo, where David is constantly on a quest to seek Hashem out and take protection and find strength in his relationship with Hashem. To rely on Hashem in every single situation, Vayitchazek David Bashem Elokav, he immediately turns to Aviatar, the Kohen, asks for the ephod, and asks Hashem, Erdof acharei hagedud hazeh, ha'asigenu, should I run after these troops who burnt down the city and took the women and children into captivity? Will I be able to grasp them, to catch up to them? And Hashem answers, Vayomer lo redof, ki haseg tasig, go, run after them, pursue them, because you will catch up to them, you will get them. And Hashem adds something that David did not ask. He says, "Vatzel tatzil." Either you will save them, or according to the Malbim, it's actually a command. You must go, because you must go and save the women and the children. And David goes with 600 of his men, and we're told that two of them stop and stay at Nachal HaBesor. And as they are running and they're on their way, they find a Mitzri and they bring him to David, and he is starving. They give him bread and they give him water. They give him cakes of, it seems, compressed dates and raisins, and his spirit returns to him because he hadn't eaten for 3 days and three nights. Then David asks him, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and he responds, I am a Mitzri, Mitzri Anochi, Eved Leish Amaleki. I was a servant too in Amaleki. I am a Mitzri, and my master left me because I am sick now for 3 days. And he goes on to tell David of what they did. He says, we went and we raided south of the Krati and Yehuda and Kalev and Ziklag, we torched, we burnt them down. And now David takes the opportunity and he asks this Mitzri, Hatorideni El Hagdud Hazeh, will you take me down to this, to these troops who were the ones who destroyed our city and took our women and children? And the response of the Egyptian is, He Shavali Belokim Im Timitini Im Taskirini, you swear to me that you will not kill me or hand me over, presumably to his master, Biyad Adoni, and then I will take you to them. And in fact, he leads David and his men there to these Amalekis, and they are spread over the land, and they are celebrating, eating, drinking, partying with all of the spoils of war that they had taken. Pasuk Zion, David strikes them. Vayakim David mehanesha fa'ad ha'erev. David strikes them from one evening until the next, and then until the next morning. And we are told, Velo nimlat mehem ish, nobody ran away except for 400 people who ran away on their camels. And I actually looked into it because I didn't know how camels could
possibly be the vehicle of escape for people, but it seems that camels can run 40 miles an hour. And they took these 400 men away, and the Medrash tells us that, being sensitive to the fact that these are 400 men, and they are Amalekis who were descendants of Esav, the Medrash tells us that in Perek Lamed Gimel, in Bereshit, we hear at the end of the Perek that Esav is on his own without the 400 men, and that is because they said, Lo nechaveh begachalato shel Yaakov, we are not going to get burned by the coal of Yaakov, and Hashem repays them over here when they escape, also 400 men. Vayatzel David et kol asher lakchu Amalek v'et shtei nashav hitzil David. Now David saves everything, all of the booty that Amalek took, and he saves his wives and all of the children and all of the wives of all the people that they had taken. Now David takes all of their tzon and bakar, all of their cattle, and he places it before them and their people in front of the cattle, saying, Zeshlal David, announcing, honoring David, saying, this is the booty of David. Now David goes with his people and returns to the 200 men who were waiting at Nachal Basar. He greets them, Vayishalahem l'shalom. And then we hear that of the 400 men who had accompanied David in fighting the Amalekim, those who are described as bad, as evil, Ra ubli Ya'al, from those people, went to David and they said to him, Ya'an asher lo halchu imi, lo nitein lahem mehashalal asher hitzalnu. Since these 200 did not come with us, we're not going to give them any of the spoils of war, besides their wives and children that we brought back for them. And David responds, he says, Lo tasu chenachai, don't do that. Don't do that on the day that Hashem returned, the day that Hashem watched over us and placed these battalions of the Amaleki into our hands. And he sets policy that we are told endures for all of Malchi Yehuda. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, he says, Ki kechelak, those who are fighting the war, the battles, and those who are waiting and watching all of our belongings, everybody's in it together, and everybody will get the spoils of war. We're told, this is the policy that is set for time immemorial. And when David returns to Ziklag, he takes from the shalal, the booty, and he sends it to Ziknei Yehuda, Lireehu, to his friends, with the message, Hinei lechem bracha mishlal oivei Hashem. Here you have spoils, you have a gift from the spoils of war of the enemies of Hashem. And the Medrash tells us when he sends the spoils to Ziknei Yehuda, that this is an example of the idea of Ve'et Yirei Hashem Yichabed, that David honored very much the Zikanim, the Chachamim of Yehuda. And then we have a list of different places, different cities, different destinations to which David sent the rest of the spoils of war. And finally, at the end of the Perek in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, we hear of La Asher B'Chavron Ulchol HaMekomot Asher Hitzalech Sham, David Hu Va'anashav. He sent gifts from the spoils of war to all of the places that he had been. Rashi clarifies for us, Asher Hitzalech Sham David, Sheyu Mechabim Oto Mepnei Shaul. This is his time to have a Hakarat HaTov, to demonstrate appreciation to all of the people and places that helped him hide from Shaul. Thank you for learning together. L'iloi nishmat, Malka Esther, Batzvi, Yosef.